Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Way Back Playback, episode number 362. As this week, we bring you the conclusion of World Class Championship Wrestling Cotton Bowl Extravaganza 1985. Hello, you people. I am Pat McNeil, joined as always by the other half of the podcasting tag team champions of time and space, the effing king of recovery, Jim Valley. Jim, are you ready to hop into the Wayback Machine, return to 1985, and experience the craziness that is the Von Erichs and World Class Championship Wrestling?
We're going to see you at some head shavings, Pat.
Yep. We got head shavings. We got a taped fist match. We got everything. Yeah. We are all set, I think.
All kinds of stuff.
This is exciting. Let's see. On the podcast front, another big week as we rocketed back up the Australian charts. So thank you, Australia, for your kind support of this program. Let's see. We haven't scheduled our Australian tour yet, though, Jim. I have to call Jim Barnett.
I haven't been to Australia in like 20 years.
Oh, you got me beat. So congratulations on that. Yes. And of course, We are on Patreon, patreon.com/waybackplayback, and we have a lot of good stuff and bonuses on there for you, and of course the chance to hear the show in advance and hear it ad free, which a lot of people seem to enjoy. Also, we are just a few weeks away from our 7th anniversary show, Jim, which I think is more proof that we've wasted our lives.
That's all the proof I need.
It is. So be sure to check that out. Okay. And let's return to this place and time, October 6, 1985, and what's going on in the culture at this point. Okay, New York Times bestsellers. The fourth week at number one for Lake Wobegon Days by Garrison Keillor on the fiction charts. Elvis and Me by Priscilla Presley with Sandra Harmon is in its second week at number one on the nonfiction charts. And yeah, that book was different, I'd say.
I don't recall it.
That's good. Okay, the number one song on the Billboard charts for the third week at number one, "Money for Nothing" by Dire Straits.
And your chicks for free.
Custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. More proof that I should have learned to play the guitars and I should have learned to play them drums.
That's right.
All right. The top movie in our country for its first week at number one. Yes, Commando, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Ray Don Chong. And I had not remembered this, but the evil dictator they were fighting, played by the great Dan Hedaya, who is better known by many of you as Nick Tortelli on Cheers.
There you go.
Yep. Can't beat that. Can't beat that, folks. The 80s were awesome. Top news stories, October 6, 1985. Now, this is crazy, Jim, and this would never happen today. So in England, there was this incident where this African-American woman got killed when the police were searching her house, and they swore it was an accident. And this caused a lot of riots in North London. The riots included the murder of a police constable named Keith Blakelock. Turns out three men were charged with the crime. They were convicted, and all three had their convictions overturned later, and it's 35 years later, and they don't have a line on who committed the murder yet. So, wacky.
Awful story.
Yes, it is, actually. In auto racing, Alan Prost won the Grand Prix of Europe and the World Drivers title in Formula One. And, of course, as we talked about before, NFL Sunday Night Football was going on at the Meadowlands. The Dallas Cowboys end up beating the New York Giants 30-29 at the Meadowlands. Danny White throws two touchdown passes to Mike Renfro. And Rafael Septien hits the game-winning 31-yard field goal as time runs out. Both the Cowboys and the Giants end up making the playoffs and end up losing that year to the masters of the Super Bowl shuffle, the Chicago Bears and Jim McMahon and Walter Payton and William the Refrigerator Perry, those guys. So a great time to be alive.
Yeah, for the Patriots went on their big streak.
Yeah, that's true. The Patriots got clobbered in the Super Bowl that year. It's something that hadn't happened a lot since.
Decades later.
Yeah, they dominated. Everybody's enjoying themselves on this beautiful Sunday. Just a reminder that you can join us on Patreon, patreon.com/waybackplayback. And on our Patreon, we have multiple tiers. Even on the lowest tier, you'll be able to get our shows in advance and ad-free. And in addition, get the entire catalog of Wayback Playback shows, which now totals 359 episodes. That's a lot, folks, of myself and Jim Valley. Plus, if you join us in the Black Scorpion tier, you will get all the bonus material, including previous shows that Jim and I did together, including any bonus episodes that we put together and bonus matches that I've done either with Jim or with other people. All of that is available for you on Patreon. Come support us. It is patreon.com/waybackplayback. And as always, we thank you for your support. All right, so let's return to where we were. We are at 46 minutes and 55 seconds, or 46 minutes and 56 seconds, and we're in the middle of the big commercial break here. Okay, well, actually...
Look at the black screen.
Yeah, okay, so we're about to come back, and they're going to be introducing the next match for us. Everybody's with us? Okay, great. We're all going to hit play together in 3, 2, 1. All right, so Gary Hart presents from New Jersey. Jack Victory. Yep, that's Jack Victory, folks. And that's the mullet.
That is a great.
There's Brian Adias of Arlington, Texas. Was 1/3 of the World Six-Man Tag Team Champions with the Von Erich Brothers. Okay.
He actually, before he went to Texas, he wrestled in Portland as Brian Adias.
Like Brian Adias? Yes, okay. And he was feuding with the Nike twins, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah, I think that was his wrestling name for a couple of years when he was underneath guy then.
And his tag team partner was Kid Puma.
Yes.
Okay. Portland, yes. We'll cover that at some point. All right. It's hard to believe with the crazy week we've had, Jim, that we're only 6 days from SummerSlam.
Amazing.
And yeah, by this time, next week, SummerSlam will be over. So, it's the pre-match handshake. See, we're getting along great.
Okay. That's right. They got to do SummerSlam early because of Vegas.
Yeah, because of Vegas. Yeah, and because they got to fit in NXT Takeover. On Sunday, so okay. Wow, all right, so he's kind of taking his time there, Jack Victory. Look, it's amazing. A young Jack Victory is something to behold.
A very svelte Jack Victory.
Yes, he is.
My Jack Victory. He doesn't have that huge ass.
No, he doesn't. That came later.
It's getting there, but not quite.
I don't know. I mean, I guess he hadn't stopped at a lot of Whataburgers yet.
I guess not, but now they're in Texas, so.
Yeah.
Right. There we go.
Whataburgers were Texas. Are Texas, for all I know. All right. Do-to-do-to-do. It's the feeling out process here for the Texas title. Yeah.
Brian Adias was, best friends in high school with Kerry Von Erich.
All right.
So he actually...
And Bill Mercer is waxing poetic about how great it is to be in Texas in the fall, which, I guess given the choice between that and Texas in the summer, I'm going to take Texas in the fall.
There you go. Yeah.
I think though, Bill, because he is a broadcaster at this point, is associating fall in Texas with the Dallas Cowboys. But I think he did work for them, right? I want to say he did. Okay. Well, it's not. All right.
I don't remember a time in my life where Jack Victory's hairstyle was good looking.
No, I don't think that existed.
Even back
in trendy, I'll say trendy, yes. Trendy, yes, but,
No, that's not a good mullet. Mullets were cool in 85, and that's not a great mullet.
No, it's not. It's not that 85 style mullet. Bill Mercer inducted in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame in 2002. Let's see.
Texas Radio.
Radio Hall of Fame. Radio. That's it.
Okay, radio.
Best known for covering the JFK assassination in '63.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Let's see. Taught at the University of North Texas in the radio and television department. Let's see. Okay. Wow.
He didn't work for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and was the Dallas Cowboys radio announcer from 66 until 71. Okay. There you go. Yes. Oh, yeah, and wrestling. Oh, and by the way, wrestling.
Yeah. Yes. So.
Okay. From 82 to 87. After starting work, worked for World Class for 82 to 87, became a wrestling announcer in Oklahoma in the 50s. All right.
Okay. We need to get a shot of this. You were talking, but there's a guy in like the fifth or sixth row.
Yeah.
He's got a hat on that has a water spout. Sticking out of the top.
This is the sort of thing that Homer Simpson should have had.
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha. I'll keep an eye out for the...
I was like, what the hell was that?
Yeah. Yeah, I see him. Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, there he is.
I see him. I think that was, let's see. I think that is also immortalized in the classic Berenstain Bears book, Old Hat, New Hat. Yeah, there is a hat with the water.
I think maybe he's a... Is he a vendor? Maybe he's a vendor?
Maybe he's a vendor. I don't know.
Or is he just a wacky guy? I don't know.
It's hard to tell. Go to a wrestling show in Texas, it's kind of hard to tell.
I wonder the older Jack Victory how farther away the J and the V got.
Right.
Quite a bit.
Yes. Well, assuming that the tights still fit him at that point.
By the time his ass got big, they'd moved around to the front.
Right. Inevitable.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this isn't quite the grudge match that some of these others have been here. I mean, Jack Victory is with Gary Hart, but they're not. You know. But this doesn't seem like they've been they've been injuring each other in the locker room every other week. So.
I'm much more interested watching the guy with the faucet.
Yes. This is more of a scientific wrestling match than you're used to getting.
He's walking around like... Yep. I think he must be a vendor or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm trying to... Who's that guy?
They are at the fair, so maybe he got that hat at the fair.
That's true. You can get lots of good stuff at the fair.
Yeah, all kinds of wacky hats.
Mm-hmm. That's where you can go and get all your wacky hats for the year, if you're so inclined. All right, let's see. But there, good number of trucker hats and some camo hats, I guess.
Yeah, but not enough with faucets on.
Yep. Wow. Yeah. I wonder if that was hot like the Cat in the Hat hats during the Buff Bagwell era.
Maybe.
All right. Gary Hart's telling him to pounce on him.
That's the problem with Buff Bagwell is he didn't have a faucet on his hat.
That would have made it much harder to mess with Buff.
It's true.
You don't mess with a guy who's got a faucet on his hat because who knows what else he's got.
It's true.
Big body slam. Okay. All right, so he's dropped the elbow. That should do it. I mean, let's see. Oh, your ringside photographer is Kenny Rogers. That's very nice to know.
There he is.
Yep. On a warm summer evening, on a train bound for nowhere.
By the way, we're 5 minutes into this match, and this is the longest Jack Victory's ever gone without a gimmick change.
I know. It's amazing. Sure. I mean, he's got at ringside the fanny pack with the blackmailer masks, just in case he needs it.
Never know. By the way, that lady with the balloons on her lap, she's been to the fair. She's been to the fair.
You think she's been into the fair and then came to the wrestling? It's possible.
Why wouldn't you? Okay, that dude in the white hat and blue shirt is very excited. Mm-hmm. He's very excited.
I remember back in my radio days spending a year broadcasting from the, for a week broadcasting from the South Carolina State Fair. That was.
Fairs are always fun.
That was always an adventure. Our station was being sponsored by a company that made yard barns, which sounded like a long way to go to say sheds, but there you are.
There you go.
Okay, he's going up to the second rope. Oh, my goodness. The velocity of a falling Jack Victory. Okay, so the guy in the green shirt is just sort of wandering around ringside.
In the yellow and the red shorts?
Yeah, trying to figure out who that is. Okay,
Is he like a technician?
He's always like taking up the cable for the cameraman. Yeah, okay.
The cable guy.
All right, he's got a world-class shirt. Yep. Yep.
His shorts are so tight. At first, I thought he was a wrestler.
Right, exactly. Well, he could have been. I mean, they could have had one of the underneath guys say, "Hey, sorry, we can't fit you on the Cotton Bowl show. Here's $10. Can you go grab the cables for that guy?" Nope. Oh my goodness, the toe step. Yeah, the toe hold. Spinning toe hold.
Spinning toe hold.
Yep. Yeah, he's spinning all right.
Travis has one of the stupidest holds.
Oh. Well, stupid if you don't sell it. Yeah. Don't quit, Jack. Thanks, Gary. All right. Oh, my goodness. Whatever you do, don't quit, Jack. No, he didn't quit. He just...
Okay, now there's a guy in the front row with, some sort of metal wig on.
Yeah. That's...
He went to the fair, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Brian Adias won. Brian Adias wins the match.
Oh, yeah, and he did win the match.
Go back to the guy with the shiny wig.
Mm-hmm. But he had some deep fried pickles.
He did. And there's a lot of fun hats and get-ups here because of the fair.
Oh, well, Jack Victory not doing well. He's his leg's going to be bothering him for a while. And that looks like somebody in the front row looks like Michael Hayes' dad.
Probably is.
Yeah, he might be. Oh, I need one of those world-class wrestling jackets.
Yeah, satin jacket.
Satin jacket, yeah. That's something you wear around. All right, let's work on the boot here. All right, noted field medic Gary Hart is going to take a look here. All right.
Did he like legitimate?
I don't know. It's a tape fist match. I know that Kerry Von Erich is in the corner of Iceman King Parsons. 10 3-minute rounds. This is amazing. Okay. Whoa.
Wait a second. 10 3-minute rounds.
3-minute rounds.
45 seconds between each round. Yeah. So in theory, this match could go like almost 50 minutes.
Yeah, in theory. There he is. Whoa. From St. Louis, Iceman King Parsons.
All right, the Iceman champ is also important. Just as King Parsons.
Right. Yeah.
Noted corner man, Kerry.
That's right. And Gary Hart. Okay. Yeah. And so Bill Mercer says Chris Adams was explaining how the round system works in for British wrestling matches. Of course, it has really nothing to do with this, but
you know, I wonder, one man gang, when he was Akeem, I wonder how much he borrowed from Iceman King Barson.
Probably a good bit, you would think.
I bet he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, he's doing
a little shucking and jiving there.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he is. So, mm-hmm. All right, Gang looks a little tentative. He's doesn't look like he knows how to handle boxing. I mean, this is a simulated boxing match, although, yeah. I don't know what else you'd call it. Yep, well, it's a knockdown.
A tape fist match or is it boxing?
I mean, it's a tape fist match, but it's, yeah. It's sort of box, I guess it's sort of boxing rules.
I think he can use his hand to kind of guide it.
Right. Although they don't seem to be counting, you know, Iceman down when he gets knocked down.
It's because he gets back up again.
You're never going to keep him down, yes. I got that. And of course, in reality, I'm not going to, you know, nobody in their right mind would stand there and let the one man gang just, you know, just sort of punch away at him. Then again, you probably wouldn't let Iceman King Parsons do that either, so. Oh, working the body. Oh, there we go. It hasn't pulled out the butt yet, though.
He's like, am I supposed to go to the ring now?
Usually there's nothing worse than a gimmicked boxing match on a wrestling show. But this is a tape test match, so I guess it's okay.
Well, yes, because they have those stupid gloves.
Yep. I spoke too soon.
Look at that. That was his butt taped? Is this a taped butt?
No, they didn't say it was a taped butt match. Jerry Hart's like, what are you doing? Let the guy hit him when he's in the ropes. Which is, yeah, which actually makes sense. Oh, there we go. You saw that spot coming.
It's a great spot. Crowd loves it. Hey, there's another shiny wig. Only this time his back is
turned. Well, so it's shiny wig day at the fair?
Apparently it's shiny wig night at the matches.
Right. Need more crowd shots. Hey, mother, Buck Owens coming up next at the fair.
Right. Yeah. Making and grinning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the guy that looked there. There's the Michael Hayes' dad. Got the red hat and the red, red hat, red shirt. All right.
They didn't even get him stools.
No, stools cost money, Jim.
I guess so, yeah.
All right, gang. Have a big swig of bleach. I'm sure those are water bottles.
I don't know if Carrie's doing it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. Last man's going, this is Pine Sol. Let's go.
And I'm guessing those are like tall boys or something. Those are, what are they? Schlitz malt liquor or something.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what came in those big bottles,
something,
right?
Something refreshing, right?
Yeah, something like that. was the one that I was doing Schlitz. I'm trying to remember now. It wasn't Schlitz. It was
Colt 45?
Colt. No, it wasn't Schlitz. Colt 45 was. No, it wasn't Colt 45. I drank. No. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think I drank Schlitz Malt Liquor.
All right, because the bowl. It was the Schlitz Malt Liquor bowl.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So long ago.
Right. Okay. Your referee is James Doohan, who played Scotty in the Star Trek movies.
You sure that's not Grandpa Al Lewis from the Munsters?
Yeah. It's the wrong. Yeah. Pretty sure. Cool. All right. End of the ropes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that, yeah, by the way, this gimmick match is for the America's title, so. The NWA America's title.
So you can drop an elbow.
I guess so. Although the elbows are not taped, to my knowledge. Well, see, the gang, yeah, the Iceman's got the speed advantage.
You know, Bad News Brown would have wanted to have Andre the Giant in a taped butt match.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have.
Yeah. That famous story.
Oh. Uh-oh. And Iceman's in real trouble here.
Who are the people who are sitting like a million miles away in those seats?
Well, you know.
Someone
well,
gonna
you, check... you, other than Bob Uecker?
Well, I'm saying it's like, is someone going to check their tickets?
Those are the comps, I guess. Yeah.
Guess, yeah. It's either the wrestlers' wives or their girlfriends.
Right. All right, here we go. Iceman going up the second ropes. Oh, no. Oh, the end of the round. Round's over. Can't jump off the ropes after the round ends.
Oh, they did bring a chair. There's a chair.
Oh, there we go. Iceman's got a chair.
I wonder if these, we're not timing these. I wonder how accurate the time is.
Well, it depends. I mean, do they have a Bulova watch on or... I don't know. You know, I mean, it's like all wrestling times. It sort of depends. Depends on who's your timekeeper and if they're distracted and all that sort of thing. All right. Yeah. Okay, we're about to start the third round, I'm guessing. I think we're in the third round already. Okay. Yep, Bill Mercer says it's round three. I don't know if the One Man Gang is ready to go the full 10 rounds here.
That's for a Golden Corral.
Right. No, that's different. Okay. And he's bobbing and weaving. Yep. Gangs just decided to grab him and hit him. Okay, he's got... Why does the gang have Moon on his tights?
Because that's the nickname that Gary Hart gave him.
Moon?
Jarvis, that was stupid, yes. Moon. That's okay. What Gary called him for some stupid reason, I don't know.
Okay. Huh. All right.
Sort of the same reason why he was the Dingo Warrior. Even though he's from New York.
Mm. All right.
Gary Hart sometimes sucked at doing this.
Yep. Well, we've got the towel. Is Gary ready to throw in the towel? I don't think it. I mean, it doesn't sound like Gary Hart.
Wait a second. Did he put something in that towel?
Like what? Back away again.
Lifesavers or some chewing gum to share.
Could be. Yeah, I think he's got something in that towel.
Guessing it's the gimmick roll of quarters.
You don't think he's hiding a meatball sub in there? Well, maybe he is. I don't know. Oh, no. Something got past the one-man gang.
Wait a second.
We think. Maybe it was Lifesavers. Oh, there it is. See, there they are. Oh, yes. Yep. It was a roll of quarters.
Oh, it's good. Hit him with the fake quarters.
What's that?
The roll of quarters broke for real, so
yeah.
Parsons had to grab the quarters and hit him with like a handful of quarters, not a roll of quarters.
Yep. I mean, the amazing part is that, you know, Fritz actually dropped $10 on a roll of quarters for this.
It's true.
All right. Okay, so the winner by count out in a taped fist match is Iceman King Parsons.
There you go.
All right, well, he's still the champion. That's what counts. Oh, I love those security uniforms.
Those are nice.
Yes.
Maybe right. My Halloween costume.
Perfect. Gary Hart's throwing quarters to the crowd. Oh, what a nice guy. Come in. Yeah. All right. There we go. Boom. Yep, that's it. Right, well, you can see the quarters drop.
Yeah, like three of them.
Well, so, I mean, at least Iceman's out there thinking, you know.
Yeah, he tried. He did do something.
Now, what is this?
It's your rookie of the year. Jesus.
Come on, Eric.
His brain was fried.
Hey, that was my skull. I'm so wasted. Yeah. That's... Oh, no.
Yep, it's a miracle we were to drag him out of that hospital bed.
Yeah. Who knows if he could have survived that? Here he is, good as new.
A little over 30 days.
Hey. He looks like the kid on The Simpsons right at the drive-thru. Oh, Cousin Lance. Hi. Lance Von Erich, the most successful cousin since Coy and Vance Duke.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes. Lance Von Erich, played by Ted McGinley.
Yes.
Yeah, Lance has been working out with everybody.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that he looks like Kevin Vaughn from Texas that everybody saw.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Okay.
Look at that charismatic dynamo Mike Flanner.
Yes. Obviously about to be shot straight to the top. All right, here we go.
So we saw the debut of Lance Von Erich, and we'll see him here ringside. Guess how much Lance Von Erich got for this show?
Well, he was working the Cotton Bowl show. It must have been worth, what, $50?
According to him, according to his book that I read, $2,500.
$2,500? Huh.
I was like, wow. Okay. No. Sheesh.
All right. It's time.
I guess you gotta keep him happy. I don't know.
Double hair time. He's talent, ego, and emotion. The best two tag teams in the world. All right, this is a non-title, but their hair is on the line. Non-title, no rules. There he is. Okay. Okay. Denton County. All right. Oh, and it's a lumberjack match. Yeah. Lance is there. Hey, thank you.
Lance Von Erich went to Chess King.
Ah, yes.
I like that he gave him the Iggy.
Mm. Well, he's a pro. All right. No. What? They don't want David Manning as a referee. Why not? I don't know. All right, so here we go. Well, I guess Dennis Stamp wasn't available to a referee.
Sure he wasn't booked?
Nope. Okay. It looks like they got a lot of personnel around the ring, or they're making a killing on those world-class wrestling satin jackets and T-shirts.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, there's a guy with a balloon wrapped around his head.
All right.
Yeah, he's been to the fair.
Yep. I'm surprised there's nobody going through selling funnel cakes. Got a great big funnel cake at your seat while you're watching this.
That's right. I prefer the elephant ears myself.
Yep, that's fine too.
I like me a good elf.
And anything that's got a lot of fried dough in it, I think is what the people need.
You know, it's popular here in Washington State at the fair are scones.
Scones? No kidding.
Scones are very popular here.
Yeah, okay, I can see it. Wimbledon, Washington State Fair.
Yeah, I totally see. They're sort of just really like a biscuit with jam.
Right. Scones are yummy.
They're okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Chris Adams. All right. Preteen girls in the crowd with their Von Erich signs.
You know, Chris Adams lost a hair match to Playboy Buddy Rose.
Yeah.
In 1980 or so. 79, 80. When Buddy Rose was shaving everybody's head and his way to face Roddy Piper in their famous hair match.
Much like the gimmick Vince Russo had in 2000.
There you go.
Going undefeated and shaving heads. All right. All right, there we go. Yep. All right, there you go. But yeah, the dynamic duo, matching gear. Not that hard, guys.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not that difficult. Von Erichs, of course, don't, but yeah, that's fine. Okay, so Bill Mercer has the attendance at 40,000, which is, you know, I guess about par for the course.
Yes.
All right, so this is a no-rules lumberjack hair match, double hair match. Okay, here we go. All right, Kevin Von Erich.
How bad does Kelly Kaninsky feel where the loser of this match gets his chosen hairstyle?
I don't know. That's, yeah.
It's like, okay, yep. It's a punishment to get what you chose to have done.
Right. Don't listen to them, son. You got a great haircut. Gene Kaninsky, yeah. Okay, so Kevin's going to take the heat here for a little bit. And, you know, you just definitely want to be tagging in and out during an anything goes, no rules match.
Look, these are honorable men in Texas. There's
the Clippers.
There they are.
Those are definitely Clippers.
What if they just got him at a barn? Since they're at the fair.
Yep.
Look at those are sheep shears.
Wow, look at that's a crowd, folks.
That girl like, in the front.
Yeah.
The girl in the front has got a one of those digital printout t-shirts.
Oh, nice.
Remember you used to go to the fair and get those?
Yeah. It was like I like the woman who brought her husband, Hans Molman, with her to those matches.
Well, you want to go to those shows together.
Yeah. It's see and be seen. Yeah, I know. I understand.
Yeah, you got to be.
I mean, that's a heck of, you know, that's a heck of a date. You got the fair and you got wrestling.
What more could you want?
I don't know.
I was watching an episode of Columbo from like the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And some wife was complaining how her husband never takes her out. And she got tickets to roller derby and he was taking
her. Oh, well, there you go. Problem solved.
Yeah, so, yeah, same thing.
Oh, so they want the T-Birds, man. Oh. It's the claw to the stomach,
claw
I guess.
To the stomach.
Not the stomach claw. No, it's the pancreatic claw.
Yeah, so it doesn't really... It's not really in there very well, is it?
Yeah. Oh, well, big save by Gino. Oh, no.
Man, oh, man, you know, Portland fed a lot of people to Dallas.
Yeah, I think so.
Chris Adams, King Parsons, Ryan Adidas.
Okay.
Lance Von Erich, jeez.
Oh, wow.
Of course, I'm sure Fritz and Don Owen probably old school.
Right.
You know, I'm sure Fritz probably wrestled tonight.
Okay, oh. Okay, now that Kerry's figured out where he's supposed to be, we're going to... Oh, yeah. Nope.
Hey, he's in the arena, don't complain.
Yeah, that's true. He made it to the ring.
Not out the parking lot.
Oh, super kick. So at the 84 Cotton Bowl Spectacular, Kevin Von Erich was injured by Chris Adams, which led to Von Erichs having to pull Bobby Fulton in to defend the six-man titles in the main event, and the Von Erichs lost the six-man titles to Jake Roberts and the Dynamic Duo. So this is sort of follow-up on that. Which was probably a surprise because the fans, you know, fans were not used to seeing the Von Erichs lose. Right, Gino's got the chin lock on, front face lock. Okay. And it's time for a commercial break, evidently. Dun, dun, dun. The main event, MANE. Clever.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Well, it's hard to say, is it a clever typo or just a typo because it's wrestling?
I know.
It's hard to say.
I'm going to say it's a clever typo.
I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not 100% sure either, but...
I'm not going in full.
Okay. Yep. Oh, nope, nope, nope. Nope. Jerry Von Erich's not falling for that. Or feeding for him. That's a two count. Yeah, this is the fun part of any Von Erich match. Will they try to get it to a conclusion? There we go. Out goes Kerry. Have the lumberjack send him in. Oh, perfect. Oh. All right, Kevin.
I know.
Oh, good thing David Manning is there to keep order.
Yeah. It's because the old lumberjacks are doing their jobs, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they've switched corners? What are we doing here?
Sure.
Nope. Here we go. Oh, no.
It just occurred to me I should have asked Jeannie Clark if she knows how much Chris got for this show.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll still ask her.
Okay. Absolutely. All right, let's look at security. There we go.
Oh, there's Chris Von Erich.
Oh, poor Chris Von Erich.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Going for the sleeper.
Listen to this crowd.
Very animated here.
Go, Kerry, go.
Go, Kerry. Oh, nope. Shoots him off. Up. Oh, both are down. Oh, no, no. Now what's going on? Okay, there's a tag, and there's a tag.
I mean, jeez, what a hot tag by Kevin.
Yep. I get something resembling full extension on the dropkick.
Kevin is really terrible in this match.
Yeah.
He's really bad.
Ooh. Oh, and he misses with a big knee, so. There it is. Oh, that was close. Kevin's taking the heat for most of this match. He's. All right, Buddy managed to make the tag to Kerry. Oh, there you go. Claw. That's it. Oh, no. Gino with the save. All right. Up and over.
And I think there were...
Oh.
You were punches thrown in the tape fist match. My gosh.
All right, so super kick. Oh, no, powder. All right.
Wait.
There's no rules, but they threw powder.
Okay.
Here comes Kevin off the top rope. Nope.
God, this is so... Kevin is so awkward.
Yep. Oh. What do we have here? Oh, Lance Von Erich is helping flush the powder out of Kerry's eyes.
He took his shirt off.
That's our story, and we're sticking with it. Oh, and the powder backfires. And Kerry Von Erich and Kevin Von Erich get the win. Oh, no. Quick, let's shave their heads.
Look at the crowd going crazy.
Well, you're going to see the bad guys get their heads shaved. Yeah, help. Oh. Okay. All the talent. Not. All right, they have them. They have the dynamic duo. Let's see if we get some haircuts. All right, first of all, who's going to trust the Von Erichs to wield clippers?
Yeah, they're only experienced at cutting one thing.
Yeah. I don't think they use clippers.
No.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, come on, it's the fair. They should have big goofy scissors.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
They should be selling locks of the hair at the gimmick tables. Everybody gets to cut the hair. Brian Diaz gets a turn and Scott Casey gets a turn and yeah. And Fan should have to come up and pay $3 at the gimmick table to get to cut some hair.
Oh God, I wouldn't trust that. Probably stab you or something.
Would you trust the fans or would you trust the Von Erichs and Iceman?
Okay, I'll take my chance with the fans.
Right.
Come on down.
Okay. Hey.
Who's that?
I don't know. I thought it was Woody Harrelson. I don't know. It's just some random guy out of the crowd.
A media guy? Is that what it was?
I don't know. Oh, now we're getting the clippers. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, those are radio people.
Yeah.
They do stuff.
Yep. Yeah, Bill Mercer thinks this might be the first hair match in the history of the Hot Cotton Bowl. I think he's onto something.
Hey. Sam didn't play for hair. Hmm. Or whoever they play, I don't know.
Okay. Hey, Chris Adams. That's a nice do.
Wow, those are some good clippers.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is going much better than Raven getting his hair cut by Shane Douglas.
No kidding. Adrian Adonis at WrestleMania 3.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust him at all.
Yep, that's good. It's not exactly a clean close shave, but there you go.
He looks like Kevin from The Office.
Right. Oh yeah, that's not what you're going for.
Kind of got the skullet, yeah.
All right, now, okay. And now let's see Gino Hernandez. Well, he got... I'm sorry, I need to get one of those Cotton Bowl security shirts.
I need to get that half shirt that Brian Diaz is...
Well, that's going to be harder to come by. Maybe eBay. Oh, he made a break for it. Oh, Chris Von Erich with the tackle. Good job, kid.
That's a great little idea. Let everybody get in there.
Yep.
We're like the same age as Chris Von Erich.
Hmm. That's...
Yeah, it's sad.
That's uncomfortable, yeah. Okay. Come on, guys.
Younger, but not many. He'd be like 50 right now.
Yikes. Okay. All right, yeah, let's let Kevin handle this. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, yeah. First of all, I mean, tremendous Clippers, you got to say.
Yeah. A+ Clippers.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the smoothest haircuts in a haircut match I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You got to admire this.
I like his bangs. I like Chino's bangs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. You don't want to miss anything. So I think the gimmick was that they wore masks after this, so they wouldn't have to show that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea. It's not as funny as the wig, as the, you know, the wig covered by wrestling headgear, but
yeah,
let's take it. Yeah. No. Oh, it's perfect. I just leave his hair like that. It's fine. Give him the Mad Maxine look.
He does kind of have the Mad Maxine.
All right. Chris Von Erich gets in there. Here you go.
Why not?
Okay. Hey. All right, let's invite up the fans who won the contest before the show.
12th caller at Q102. Gets to shave Chino Hernandez.
That's right, 951-Q102. Let's get the 10th and 11th callers. Hello.
Now the phrase that pays.
Yep.
And you could be in the ring of the cop.
That's right. There you go. Okay. All right, and just for $49.95, Don West will sell you a lock of Gino Hernandez's hair and a bag of cocaine from the Cotton Bowl. Wow, that's something there.
Yeah. I like the one little tuft.
Yeah, I thought they were going for the Tejo Khan for a moment there, but I think that works out. All right, Chuck Norris pushing the fans back.
Yeah, boy, is he punching somebody?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
It's not actual Chuck Norris, but some guy in a cowboy hat.
Holy cow, that dude was.
Yeah.
Throw down with it.
Go away, kids. All right, it's a party at the Cotton Bowl. Thank you. Won the match. We shaved his head. It was awesome. Oh, Chris, yes. All right, big celebration. All right, security has Gino Hernandez, and wow, that's perfect. Oh, are we going to come back with more? Maybe we are. No, not really. Okay, there's your credits. There's Keith Mitchell. And Bill Mercer and everybody who's who's a part of the show. Gil Gillum. Let's see. Ken Waller. Nice. Oz was there, as was Skip. All right. Credits are nice. Congratulations, the Cotton Bowl Spectacular is in the books. Everybody gets credits on this.
Yeah.
While watching the Von Erichs dance. All right, 1985, Southwest Sports. Okay. And there you have it, folks. Your Cotton Bowl extravaganza is in the books. So,
do you want to go behind the scenes at World Championship Wrestling and find out what really happened from one of the greatest minds in the history of the business, the infamous booker behind WCW's success with the New World Order? Other podcasts weren't there. Let's clean up the fantasy bullshit. Give you real facts and real stories with the Taskmaster himself. Yes, this is Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan, available on the Creative Control Network.
We would like to thank Gregoire Lourmet for the use of his track Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at Jamendo.com or on his website, musicepique.com, musicuee-epique.com.
You're probably wondering what happened next. Well, if you are world-class championship wrestling, what came next was a big Monday show in Fort Worth, Texas. And on that show on October 7th, it was Iceman King Parsons beating John Tatum by disqualification. So the Iceman keeps the title. And the main event is Scott Casey versus the Great Kabuki in a lights-out match, Jim. Following up from what we saw on last week's episode. And, of course, since it was a lights-out match, it went to a double disqualification. Pro wrestling, everybody. All right. Meanwhile, on Tuesday the 8th, Championship Wrestling, the CWF was in Florida. They were in Tampa. And on their big show, it was Blackjack Mulligan and Kendall Windham going to a double countout with Kevin Sullivan and Maha Singh. And the main event is Wahoo McDaniel beating Rick Rude by disqualification. So Rick Rude leaves Florida. His last show there is October the 21st. On November 5th, he wins the America's title from Iceman King Parsons in World Class. That's a quick turnaround. But All right. Meanwhile, Crockett. Let's see. Their Monday, the A show was in Canton, Ohio, home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, where Tully Blanchard fought Magnum TA to a no contest, and NWA champion Ric Flair defeats Roddy Garvin. The B show was right here in beautiful Greenville, South Carolina. In a six-man tag, Manny Fernandez, Ron Bass, and Don Kernodle beat the Russians by disqualification. And yes, Jimmy Valiant and Rocky King defeated the Midnight Express. WWF on their Monday. The A show is in Portland, Jim, where 3,500 people turned out to see Jesse Ventura defeat Ivan Putski. Then Andre the Giant and Junkyard Dog went to a double DQ with King Kong Bundy and Big John Studd. And the B show showed up in San Diego, 7,423 people tuning in, showing up to see Tito Santana beat Terry Funk to keep the Intercontinental title. And in the main event, yes, another lumberjack match, Roddy Piper beats Paul Orndorff. So there we are. And now it's time, folks, for us to figure out what we're going to watch next. And there's a whole lot to choose from. I know everybody's been pondering this because it's a big show coming up, and we're actually coming up on the 7th anniversary spectacular. Let's see. Do you have any thoughts, Jim, or do you want to just go into what everybody else has?
Go ahead.
All right. So we went to the list of the fans' choices, and I think probably the most appropriate out of that was the one that Sarah Knight came up with last year. SummerSlam 2003, because we're at about SummerSlam time anyway. And SummerSlam 2003 featured the second Elimination Chamber. That's the one where Triple H is defending the World Heavyweight title against Bill Goldberg, Chris Jericho, Kevin Nash, Randy Orton, and Ric Flair. That's kind of a loaded elimination chamber. For the other big featured match on that show, it is the rematch from WrestleMania 19. Kurt Angle this time defending the WWE heavyweight title against Brock Lesnar. So completely different from the first one there. And yeah, and that should go on the list. Okay, let me think here. Maybe should I go or should I mean you won last time, so you decide whether you want to go next or whether you want me to go.
Go ahead.
All right. Thought about it. Let's see. I think what I want to do is, we started our first show was the big from 1985, the first pay per view, the first episode we did. Then on the first anniversary, we went to 86, and we've been doing that every year since then. So we're at the 7th anniversary. We're going to be up to 1992, and we've done a bunch of shows from 92. So I was trying to pick one we hadn't done. I was thinking WCW Super Brawl 2 in Milwaukee. On that show, you got Lex Luger defending the WCW title against Sting, and Rick Rude defending the U.S. title against Ricky Steamboat, and of course you have Jushin Liger and Brian Pillman. So
sounds great.
Yep, so it should be a lot of fun. Let me put that in there, and let me put SummerSlam 2003 in there. Okay. What have you got first, Jim?
Well, you know, with the passing of Bobby Eaton, we should probably do something with Bobby Eaton. So I was thinking about a WCW main event from January 7th, 1990, with a 20-minute match with Flair and Bobby.
Oh, and that's on YouTube? I certainly hope so, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That is just perfect.
At least the matches, so we can watch the match.
Okay, well, I mean, we could probably watch the whole episode, but yeah. But yeah, But that's fine, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Well, we'll find it or something, something shockingly similar, I think. All right, so I need to load up the randomizer because we got some, spinning to do. Let's see. As usual, thousands of matches on there, and from checking the people who follow Peacock, it looks like over 90% as of the time we're recording this, over 90% of the stuff that's on the network is on Peacock. We're still missing some stuff, but the big stuff is there. But we've also got YouTube, and we've also got other ways of making this work. So. Let's go ahead and load up, and let's see. Oh my goodness! And I believe, Monday we're supposed to get something new uploaded to the network and to Peacock. Anyway, we don't know what it is, but I'm sure there'll be only like 7 episodes of it. Okay,
can't beat that.
All right, so let's give the wheel a big spin and thousands of entries on the wheel. We've got prime time. ECW, Mid-South Wrestling, Clash of Champions, TNA Asylum, Hidden Gems, and we stop at... hold on, let me... Now I got to cue this here. And what's it going to be, boys? Oh, my goodness. Jim, in a shocking development, it's going to be... WWF Raw from July 24th, 2000. A major show there, and let's see... On that show, we've got the WWF Women's title on the line. It is going to be Lita defending against Trish Stratus in a strap match. And in the main event of Raw, it is the team of Chris Benoit and Kurt Angle taking on Kane and The Rock. So that's Prime Raw, I guess. July 2000, July 24th, 2000. So yeah, so that's an eclectic mix. I think you got something for everybody.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what this should always be about. Okay, so then we got that, and we got that. All right, excellent. And obviously, we'll be taking suggestions for next time and all that. So visit us on Twitter. I'm at RealPatMcNeil. He is at Jim Valley. And please leave a 5, 6, or 7-star review for us over on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, or wherever the heck you feel like leaving one. And of course, if you'd like to know more about Brian Adias, Jack Victory, Iceman King Parsons, the one-man gang or the Von Erichs, you should go check out pwtorch.com, f4wonline.com, or the Wrestling Observer, or go download your local library app because they're all in books. Jim?
Lots of great choices. We'll see what happens. Same Wayback Time, same Playback Channel.
Yep, we can't wait to join you there. As always, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/WaybackPlayback. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/WaybackPlayback Podcast, and I'll have to find a couple other places for us to be just so everybody can find us whenever they need us. Until then, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery. Next week is another episode. Enjoy SummerSlam, and good night, everybody.